transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread.
Amen. I said, don't allow people into that space that belongs to God, that belongs to you and Holy Spirit. Don't let them in there. Amen. Especially when they're criticizing you. Especially when they're jealous of you. Especially when there's animosity. Especially when they don't have your best interest in mind. Especially when they're trying to pull you down. Don't let them in your head. Moses let them in his head. He got tired of these rebels. And he said, "Hear now, you rebels, you devils, you. Must we fetch you water out of this rock?" And Moses lifted up his hand, and with his rod, he smote the rock twice. God said, "Speak to it." But folk had messed him up, so he hit it twice. Not once, but twice. Look here. And the water came out abundantly, and the congregation drank, and their beasts also. Now, God, see, even when you mess up a lot of time, God is still gracious to you. Thank God for his mercy and his grace. Is that right? But then, after Moses showed out, it says, and the Lord spoke to Moses there and said, "Hey, because you didn't believe me to sanctify me in the eyes of the children of Israel, therefore you shall not bring this congregation into the land which I have given them. This is the water of Meribah, because the children of Israel strove with the Lord and he was sanctified in them." It cost him dearly.
Amen.
Because he let people mess him up, pull him down to their level. You see what God was doing. Listen, here's what God was doing. This is important. The people were already striving with Moses, and God saw it.
Yes.
Right? God already knew these folks. God was going to kill them all at one time. And Moses told him, "Don't kill them." The Lord said, I'm not going to kill them for your sake. So God and Moses, they already knew.
Amen.
God looked and he saw how the people were striving. And so he said, "Moses, what he was doing, he's saying, I'm going to lift you. I'm going to lift you up out of that because I want you to operate on my level."
Amen.
You don't have to hit the rock. Just speak to it. See, you got to understand where your mountain is. Sometimes God is trying to pull you out of something. And here you going tat for tat. They talk about you, you talk about them back. They say something at you, you say something back at them. They do something to you, you're going to get even. You don't get mad, you get even. You're doing just like Moses. Amen. You might as well be smiting the rock twice. But God says, "No, I want to lift you up. See, this is your way out. I want to lift you up to where I'm at. I want you to be on my level. Just say something to the rock." There are times you got to hold your peace. Amen. Even when the hair on your neck is standing up. When you are right and they are wrong. Amen. When they're doing you wrong anyhow. Sometimes you got to hold your peace. Yeah. And if you don't understand the kingdom inside of you and the mountain inside of you, if you've not conquered that mountain, you got trouble. Because they can only go so far.
Amen.
And now you got them up against the wall. If I wasn't saved, you might as well not be saved.
Amen. Because
you just failed the test.
Amen.
He was telling Moses, "Come on up to my level.
Amen.
This is your way out." Not fighting these rebels. People want to soil your life and bring toxicity into your life by pulling you into their world. They live in a world of strife. They have no rest. No rest for the wicked. So they try to pull you in, bait you in through words, through thoughts, through ill feelings. Amen. They say something. There are those that speak like the piercings of a sword. There are people that will talk to you and it'll cut you like a knife. That's why you got a shield of faith. That's why you gotta put your shield up. They open themselves up to the devil, and the devil starts talking through them. And then their tongue sets on fire the course of nature. Don't you buy into that. I said, don't buy into that. Hold your peace. Because see, the weapon that forms against you only forms if you give it your tongue. It can't get your tongue. It can't form against you. It can't prosper. Amen. That's important because there's so much negativity. And that could be your mountain. God wanting you to come up to his level and stop all that fussing.
Amen.
Quiet in here. Amen. It's true. It's true. You got to learn how to hold your peace. And no, it doesn't feel comfortable. Everything in you want to scream. Punch in the eye.
Amen.
Say something.
Amen. Amen.
But oh, when you master that kingdom within, when you take dominion over that mountain within, the mountain of the Lord's house within, watch out. There's something much greater for you. Are y'all still with me?
Amen.
Zechariah 4, verse 6 through 10, just write it down. The Lord is saying, not by power nor by might, but by my spirit. By my spirit, he will do certain things. Amen. You know, Zerubbabel, they said there was a mountain before him, and he said, this mountain will move, but not by your power nor by your might, but by my spirit.
Yes.
Amen. Habakkuk chapter 3, verse 17, verse 19. Sometimes your mountain, God has to give you hinds feet to climb on that mountain. Though the fig tree not blossom, there be no hind, no calves in the stall, none of that. God says, I'll make your feet. See, if the mountain doesn't move, you might have to climb it. Amen. Sometimes if mountains don't move, climb them. But there are times where you can say to the mountain and it'll move. So there's, number one, it's about a spiritual kingdom. Number two, it's about having dominion. Number three, sometimes your mountain has to do with your inheritance. Number four, sometimes the mountain has to do with revelation. I didn't touch that, but in Matthew 17, verse 1 through 8, Jesus took the three of his inner circle disciples up to the top of a mountain. And it was there that he revealed his glory to them. So sometimes your mountain, faith, you have to have faith for the mountain of revelation, of God revealing perhaps the next chapter, the next steps for your life, for your ministry, for your personal life, whatever it may be. So there's revelation. Then there are times you must speak on God's level, like Moses was called to do, but he failed. Then with Zerubbabel, he said, it's not by power nor by might, but by my spirit. There's times you have to wait upon the Spirit of God.
Yes.
And then finally, there's the high places. If God's going to take you into them high places and the mountain's not going to move, he's going to take you up to the top, then he's going to make your feet. Your walk is going to change. You're going to find that your feet are like hinds feet and you're able to scale the mountain.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Very important. Now, let me tell you something here. This is a little, I'm going to say a little meaty, and it's good for us because it will help us to grow. But you know, the goal of every one of your enemies is to destroy your self-portrait.
Amen.
Is to pervert, to distort how you see yourself. Let me say it again. The goal of every enemy in your life, that's why the first kingdom you must conquer is the one within. Remember Jesus said, the kingdom of God comes without observation. It's within you. We must align ourselves, see ourselves as God sees us. know ourselves as God knows us. The goal of every enemy in your life is to destroy your self-portrait. Now, somebody else might not see you like you see you. That's all right. How do you see you? That's what's important. Amen. You have people that see you favorably. There'll be people that see you unfavorably. It doesn't matter. Don't allow people or circumstances to create an image of failure in you or destroy your image of success. Hold that image you have of succeeding. Amen. I'm telling you, there are people that'll say stuff that'll be of a certain spirit. Amen. They might be speaking smooth words like butter, but war is in their heart. Amen. They may appear themselves as a friend, but they're an enemy to the bone. And they'll speak things that will cause your self-image of what God has done on the inside of you to be distorted, to be suppressed, to feel broken, to feel inadequate, like you don't have the goods. Listen, the just shall live by faith. Amen. I said the just live by faith. Watch these joy stealers. Tell somebody, get out of the box. Stop letting people put you in jail. And you've not committed a crime. Sometimes all you're doing is just seeking God with all your heart. And here come the joy stealers. That's because God's getting ready to promote you. To promote you, to elevate you. Here come the joy stealers. They want to distort your image. Listen. Refuse. I don't care who it is. Refuse to allow anybody to destroy your confidence. They ain't God. They don't sit on the throne. They weren't there when you got saved. They're not the one that saved you. What is man that you are mindful of him? Amen. Or the Son of Man that you are afraid of him, living in terror of someone that's going to die one day. As though he were the one that's going to judge you. Amen. Come on, we got to take these kingdoms. We have to have faith for these mountains. Here's a guy that made here's a quote from someone anonymous, but he said, you know, my friends said they didn't believe I could become a professional speaker. So I did something about it. I found some new friends. That's somebody's life in a nutshell right there. You better get away from them folks always talking down on you, always talking unbelief, the ones that are living in fear, the ones that are in the cave, the ones that aren't going anywhere, don't want anything, don't want to become anybody. Amen. Get away from them. Love them from a distance. They're toxic.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.
This is Glenn Swiston of Caleb's Canoe. I'd like to welcome you on board every Saturday at 11 a.m., repeated again at 11 p.m. Come aboard and experience a whitewater trip through the Word of God.